Yeah, we're holding the afternoon chest on Madala Fantaf. Again, the shayla was that Shmuel before Fed Alocha said of Anisha, even though she knows that she saw dam, but if she did not feel it without Agosh, she holds that she's Torah. And here we have kashas about a kefen, that even though Anisha finds dam now and says she is Tameya, so last teretz was, Amr of Yimri Medifta, Moide Shmuel, that Shmuel agrees she Tameya on top of more afternoon chest now with the Rabbanan. That Midrabbanan, though, were afraid, we say that she is Tam, even though she didn't feel the Dam. That's why Ksomim is only Midrabbanan. The Rashi learns that Midrabbanan means Duma Agasha Vlavadait. The Rashi elves know that it is that really you need Hagosha. And even Midrabbanan is not the pshat that we say even without Hagosha she's Tamay. But we say that Midrabbanan Duma Agasha Vlavadait, maybe really she felt it and she didn't realize it. So that's why Shmuel would agree that Ksomim is Tomim with Rabbanim. Now, Ravashi says like this. Ravashi Yomar that Shmuel who the Yomar Krem Nechemya. That Rav Shmuel holds the Krem Nechemya Shita. The Tanan would learn like this. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Kol Dover Sheinu Makabel Tumo, Einu Makabel Ksomim. The anything that's not Makabel Tumo does not have a Tumo of Ksomim either. So that's why before when Shmuel said Botka Karka Oilam, she checked out the ground before she sat down there, and then she sat down, even though after when she got up she saw there's dam there, so we know for sure the dam came out from her. Still Shmuel before said she's Torah. So according to Ravashi's Torah says she's Torah even Midrabbanan. Why? Because the Maista Hagoshi she did not have. I Midrabbanan should be a Tumas Ksamim. So no, Shmuel holds like Nechemya that this Tumas Ksamim is only if the Begit, what it goes on, could become Tomei. It's like Agav, we're Matama the Begit, we're Matama her also. But if the Dam came down on the ground, on the Karka is not a Bar, Kabulit, Kabole Tumu, so therefore there's no Xeris Ksamim on the Isha. Rashi says, Rashi Yom, a time of the Shmuel, the Yom, the Yom, but the Karka, Elom, love me Shurim Hagosha, not because you need Hagosha. Elkrab Nechem Yisrael, the Yom, the Yisrael, the Yom, 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 the Shmuel, the Yare, the Gosha, Klal. The Rashi learns this now, that the Rashi is saying, according to Shmuel, you don't need Hagosha altogether. That's not the Pshan Shmuel. And if not, Midiraisa, she's told me, if she sees the Dam coming out of her, even without Hagosha. Why is some money Midirabonim then? Rashi doesn't explain why. But who you have to say then, the Pshat is that Midiraisa, she's only told me if she has the idea Brura, like she has to like see the Dam coming out of her. But if she does not know the Dam came out, just she finds it out later, then it's not told me Midiraisa, it's only Midirabonim. And the Xavier of someone was only said on a Dover, on a Kabul Tumor, but not on Karak Oilam, something that's not Makabal Tumah. This is Rashi's Pshat. However, Ta'is had not like that, and we hold that the Pshat from the first Teres Gemara was that Midrabbanan there's a Tumas Ksamah, means even though we know for sure she was not Margus, she did not feel the Dam coming out, even though she's Torah Midiraisa, but I call upon Midrabbanan though she's Tumah. We hold that Midrabbanan she's Tumah, even though she does not feel the Dam coming out. That's why there's a Xerath of Ksamah. And even according to the second, as Rav Ash is just saying, then Shmuel's case with the Kesem came out on Karak Olam, there also it's on there she's Torah Lagarm even with Rabbanan, because the Xerath Ksamim was only set upon something that has a Kabbalah Tumah. But could all be the same shot that Midi writes to the reason why she's Torah is because you need Hagosha. Without Hagosha there's no Tumah Midi Raisa. Just with Rabbanan though Yitame, even though she did not feel the Dam coming out, out the Xerath Ksamim, but that's only falls upon something that's a Bar Kabbalah Tumah. Like Toi says, that it's not it's anybody to say if the beggar that it comes on or in Karak Olam here cannot be Tomei, there's anybody to say that she should be Tomei. Therefore, since the beggar is Tor, we say she's also Tor. The other word says, Bishleim l'Ravashi, it's good according to Ravashi, Hainu Dukoma Karka. That's why Shmuel said the case is that she found a Kesem on Karka on the ground. That's why she's Tor, even with Rabbanan, because it's not Mekabel Tumah. Elul Rav Yimir, the current Rav Yimir, that he said that Shmuel's only talking about Midiraisa. But Midirabonah, though, Shmuel agrees, she's telling me, Mishum Adin Kesem, is so Ma'i Rekaka, what do we have to say the case is that she was sitting on the ground? Afilu Gliminam, it could have said the same case with clothing. It should have said that she checked her underwear before she put it on, and then she puts on her underwear, and then right away she took it off and found Dam on it. It would be the same aloha that Midiraisa should be Tahirah, and she's only telling Midirabonah. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shmuel's only talking about Midiraisa. So why did Shmuel have to say the cases of Bekarko Elam? He could have said the cases of Beglimer also. Samora says in Echnami, but I'll tell you, Loi mi boy komar, that Shmuel wants to teach us a Chiddush, and it's said like this, Loi mi boy glima, not only in the case you found the dam, the kesem on clothing, the loi mivdak sharp, you can't check it out so well. So therefore, we do not know for sure if it came out right now. Vehicle name, we could say maybe Mialmos, like maybe the spot was there before she checked it out. And even though she put it on and took it off and found dam, maybe that dam was there from before. So that's why we said that she's Torah Midiraisa. Elo afilo karka. But Shmuel said Chiddush even by karka. The Mivdak Shap, here you could check it out very well. The Ikal Meme, here I could say Migufa. So maybe this dam did come Migufa. This dam came out from her body, and therefore maybe I should say she should be Tumeya Midiraisa. Is Tor, that's the Chiddush, know that Shmuel holds that she's Tor. And what's the reason why she's Tor Midiraisa? Because Midiraisa, we say, dam has to come out with Agosha, she has to feel it. Again, we spoke out, there are three types of feelings. Either one sheet holds that Nizdaza Gufa, her body like shakes, or else she feels the opening of the Pesach of the womb, she feels the opening of the Makor and the dam is coming out from there, or else the most cool, the Chumadika Sheeta is, it's just Zivas Dovalach. She feels some wetness leaving her makor. But again, feeling wetness, Achranim said, does not mean all the way outside her body, where it just drips out of her body. Because there, a lot of times they feel other things dripping out there. Could be other junk that just drips out from over there. So they mean that it has to feel dripping out from inside her. And we spoke out that as manas there, really, Nashim don't feel too much today, so really they do not feel the Hagosha. But even though they do not feel when the dam comes out, still the Maisa, we say that when she has a regular period and the dam comes out, Avada, we say she's Tamim Midiraisa. Because even though she does not feel the dam itself, but we say that really, really there is a feeling there. Just she can't feel it like Lava Daite. So therefore, when the real flow comes, Avada, she's Tamim Midiraisa. But when it's not a real flow, she only finds the Ksamim on her clothing, then what's that Ksamim to say the Midiraisa? It's she's Tor, because the dam did not come out by Gosha, and therefore it's only Tamim Midrabbanan. In Midrabbanan we have all these coolers we'll learn about, like Summon. Now the Mishnah says, Al Okfo V'yarosh Gadol Tmei, if she finds the dam on a heel, or else she finds the dam on a toe, so we say she's Tmei. So that is, Bishleim Okfo, it's very good, the heel, over the Nogabir Samokim, sometimes she like, picks up her foot, and the heel could touch her Mokim Erva. So it's possible the dam came out of her and went onto the heel. El roish gudla, but the toe, the fat toe, lechur my time. Why do we say the dam? Why do we say that dam came from homakor? Lechur the toe does not touch her makam erva. To chi tell me, maybe you tell me like this zimnin de noga bi akva, that sometimes like this, really the dam came down on one heel, but then when she was walking, the other toe bumped into the heel and dam came off the toe and went off the heel and came onto the toe. Maybe that's why we say she's Tumeya, if she finds dam on her toe. So most of the question is that true? Do we say like this? Do we change around Tumeya from place to place? For your Tanya, we learn like this. Let's say she has a wound on her tzavor, on her neck. That's possible the dam could fall off from her neck and come down on the front of her and land on her underwear. So therefore, Taylor will say, even though she finds dam on a begodim, we will not say the dam came from her mokum, from her tumor, but rather the dam came from her neck and she's tore. What's going to be our safe? Let's say she has a wound on her shoulders, in the back of her shoulders, let's say, sheni yocholitlois, that even the dam drifts down over there would not drip down in the front by the mokum erva. Then we say in the Torah, we cannot be told to say that that dam that you find in the underwear came from the marker on the shoulders and therefore should be Tumeya. The question is why, and it says here, I do not say that Shem or Biyad are not lost, and maybe the Pshat is really this dam on the clothing came from her shoulders. How is it that maybe she touched her shoulders with her hand, and then her hand had a spot of blood on it, and then then with her hand she touched her underwear? That we do not say. So you see, we're not makhlu tumim maklum mokum. We do not say maybe the tumah left the mokum of the, like through a hand, the tumah traveled from the shoulders down to the begotten. We do not say it. Sir, also we should not be saying that the dam traveled from the oitzim makim down to the heel, and then the toe, the other toe, hit the heel. We do not say that. We have to say the dam comes straight onto the toe. The question is, how does the dam come straight on the toe? So the answer is, Ela shani rosh goydla, I tell you, the toe is different. The tip of the toe is different. That the Bahadi de Posa, when she's walking over the Misrami, that it could be the toe comes underneath the makam aturfa, the toe comes underneath the makam of the erva. And therefore the dam, when it can't drip out of her, went straight onto the tip of the toe. So that's why we totally, so that's why we say she's tummy. So it's not that we have to say that the toe itself touches the makam erva, because when she's walking, the toe is underneath her legs. So therefore the toe goes under the spot where the dam could fall down on. That's why we say she's tamei. Now the most question, but is it true what we just got finished saying though, that v'loy mechaz kinim tumim v'mokum v'mokum, is it true what you're saying, they were not machzir tuma from one place to another place? The Yatani will learn like this, nimtzas ha'kishri etshbi yosef. Let's say she finds dam on her finger joints. She finds some dam, so tumeya. We say that she's tumi. We say that dam came out from her makor. Why? If they should die, you must call anything. Because the hands are active, they move around. So now my time, what's the reason? Lav, isn't it mishum darminu, we say, botko b'chad yodo, v'nogach b'dach yodo. So we assume that she examined herself like with one hand, then she touched it with the other. That's how the hand that dam got on the kishret spesav, on the finger joints. So who you see, you are machzik dam yimokam yimokam. So more says, let us not the pshat. Shani yodo, hands are different, to kulli avida dinaga, that the hands moved around, therefore any part of the hand, it really could come in direct contact with the place where the dam comes out. Therefore, when you find dam on the hands, she's tameya, because hands of zaskoni say move around very active. Therefore, the hand itself came to that mokum where the dam could fall on. But if the hands would be a place where dam cannot fall on, we would not say the dam fell simply says, no, she touched it with the hands. We would not be machzir tumah mimokam lemokam. Where it says in the Mishnah, Shuka, if the dam she finds on her thighs, v'yal parsoisel, or else she finds it on her feet, so mibifnim, on the inside, that's near the mokam, the dam would drip down from a mokam erev, would touch there, she's tameya. But on the outside, then we say she's tera. The question is, mibifnim ad hechem, from the inner side of her feet or her thigh, how much is called the inner side? Until the place called Chavak. So exactly what the Chavak is, a different shot in Mewamshah Tari says is that when the two feet like touch together, so the meat, the part that touches together, that's called, up until there is called the Panim. Like the front of your two feet, they don't touch together so much. If you go inside an inch or two inside already, that's when it starts to touch. So that mokum, that place where the two feet touch one another, you put them together, that's called already bifnim. That's called ad mokum chavak. So the dam is found in front of that mokum, she's tameya. In back or inside that mokum, then she's tera. But the question is, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Mokum chavak, the mokum where the two pieces come together, that mokum where they first touch, kilifnim, is that called like the pnim inside, they say she's like a tameya on that mokum? That mokum called like the outside, that she's Torah. That's true, from that mokum it starts touching inwards, avad, she's Torah. But that mokum itself, what's the halacha? So Toshima coming here, the Tony Rav Ketini, finish like this, ad mokum chavak, up until the mokum chavak, she's Tomei, and the chavak ad mokum, the mokum, the chavak also should be Tomei. It's also called kipnin, that's also called the mokum where the dam could reach, coming out from a mokum erevam. So that's also b'chal the sofa that we say she's tameya. But anyway, inside that more, that's called already the machitzain, that then should be tahor. Rav Chiya bred Rav Avi masna labed, he learned this halacha clearly. And Amri de Rav Yani, the Yani said like this, ad mokim chavak, that what's called mevifnim, up until the mokim where the two pieces come together, the chavak atzma, the mokim, the first mokim where they touch, is also considered kalifnim, it's also called kalifnim dami, that shataka be tamei if the dam comes in that place. Boy Yom 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 kashir maho. Let's say she finds dam on her flesh, but kashir midrash says ritzua biigul kitzamin. She finds like a round, a spot of blood there, a line of blood, but it's round, like a circle of blood she finds. So that the blood stain like had a shape of a ring on the flesh, what's going to be. Rav kashura mal, let's say it has a straight line of drops, it's kashura, it's a straight line. Or else tipin mal, little drops won't be the lacha. In other words, when she finds little drops of blood on her flesh, do we say this dam came from the makor and it came out, or no? Or do we say it came miyalma? Rashi says mimisat kinim adam anido eloi. Rashi says kuritzua means l'orech hayerech, along the length of the yerech. Da'ina urcha gishnofa v'shoyse nasa kuritzua. So what's the law if she finds dam this way? Is she tummy or not? Or else the Torah says l'roichiv yureichamau. What if she finds the dam along the width of her thigh, not the length of a thigh, but she finds it across the width of a thigh? What's going to be the locha there? Do we say that dam came from the mokor or it came from someplace else? So Mor says, Toshema, come in here. It says like this, Al b'sor of the dam, the front on the flesh, sofik tomei, sofik tor. It says in the Mishnah, we have a sofik, whether that dam came from the mokor, from a body, or from someplace else. So then is tomei, we say she's tomei. So question is, Al b'sor of my, what does it mean to say we found dam on the flesh? Lav doesn't mean to say ki hai gavnas, all these cases, and any time we find dam on a flesh, even though they have different type of shapes, still when herself we say she's tamei. So Mar says, lo, it could be no, duma maybe diyavit kiritzua. Maybe came out normally, Rashi's kiritzua means loyrech hayerech, along the length of the yerech the thigh, a straight like line of blood, that's the normal case, that's when she's tamei. But any other case, maybe she'll be torah, so we don't know. Duma, Mar says, diyavit kiritzua. See if we have no proof. Having more says that he used to say there was a lady, Tishtakech lo doma b'mashtisa. She found dam on a mashtisa. She was weaving a cloth like, and on the cloth, on the string going up and down, on that string she found some dam. So they want to know if that dam, she has to be afraid maybe it's a dam neither or not. So the case was, Osla Karim, they brought in front of Rabbi Yanai. Omalo, he said to her, let me see how you weave. Go weave over again now, and let me see if this part of the cloth came in between your legs, came near the Mokum Ervo, then I'll sell you Tameya, and if not, I'll sell you Torah. So that's what it is. He checked it out. For the Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, we learned, ain't shayna b'tayris, if you have a stuffer, whether you tell me or not, we do not say to do it over again to check you out. We know, we go to Chumrah to say, no, we can't check you out, and we say, no, you have to be Tamei. Come here, he said to check it out, do it over again. My answer like this, Ki Amrina, when do I say this klal? Avein Shainim, we don't check it over again, that's Lakula. That's when Menastam would say Yitame. If you check it over again to see if you didn't touch, there was a shal over there, whether you touched the sherit or not. So Menastam, we say you did. Just if you check it over again, did not check and did not touch it, then we do not say it Lakula. Over here it's just the opposite. Menastam would say your dam neither did not fall upon this clothing. You're not wearing it. So Menastam would say your Torah. Just if you do it over again and we see that this cloth comes near the Mokum Ervo, then it'll make you Tomei, Senechnami, Lechumra, then we do say Shreinim to try it over again. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hoysha Pashtosai? Let's see if she was taken off her dress and she covered herself with it at night time. Then any place she finds the dam, she's Tomei. Tani, we learned. Omer Reb Lozer Reb Yosi. Dov is there this halacha horesi b'yiraymi. I taught an yiraymi l'yisar that it was also like we said in our Mishnah. Ukishabos etzachom shavadorim. When I came to chom and by dorim, Omer they said to me, Yofa horesi. I take a pasuk in the right way, like it says in our Mishnah. So if she takes off her clothing and covers herself at night time, then she finds a spot of dam on it. Then the chama she's tameya. Any place she finds it. Turn around like this. What's going to be Arucha? Let's say a long lady. Shalav shechaluka shaktsar. She put on her friend's dress, and her friend is a short lady. Goes the opposite way. Ukitsara, the lady that's very short. Shalav shechaluka shalarucha. She put on a dress of a friend that's very long. And now they find the spot of dam on it, and they don't know from which lady the dam came from. Se'im magia kineged beis ha'tofa shel arucha. Let's say when the long lady, when she put on the short lady's dress, so if that dress is long enough that it reaches down to a makam erev at least, so then we say it's a good suffix from which one of these two ladies the dam came from. They did not check out the clothing in between, so it's a suffix from which one it came from. Therefore the lachor is shteim tameis. Both of them is tamim in that suffix, because there's vadei dami, one of them for sure is tamei. We don't know which one to say yes, which one to say no. Therefore they're both tamei. Beim lav, let's say though when the tall one puts on the dress, it's so short that it does not even reach down to a mokum erev, it's only like an apron on top. If so, then arucha tera, then for sure this tall one is tall, the dam did not come from her, because the dam came from her, it cannot reach the top of the beged. It would not reach the where the beged ends. The beged ends on the top of her. Uktsara tamei, and then only the short lady, she's tamei. Tani d'chlan, like this, another braisa. Botka chaluk, let's say one isha wore her under, wore her dress, and she took it off her and she checked it, and she saw there's no dam on it. And now she lent her dress to a friend. And then when the friend takes off the dress, she finds dam on it. So lachor is he to her where the first one is tall, because she checked out the dress after she took it off. So she knows for sure the dam is not from her. And the chaverta toilabo. But and the second one, the chaverta, she could also be taller. She has a right to say that maybe the dam came from the first one. That say, I don't trust you that you checked it out. So Amr Shvet Roshesh says, Ulinyan Dina Tanan, this is only a law to get to din, does the second one have to wash the dress or not? Like she took a clean dress and now she's giving it back dirty. Does she have to wash the dress or not? So in this, the second one has a right to say, I don't believe you to say that you checked it out before you gave it to me. Therefore, the second one does not have a chiyuv to wash the baggage, you can give it back. Avo brought Linyan Tumah, Nogeya to say which one is Tomei, he Torah v'chabreta Tomei, Enechanami. The first one Taka is Torah, and only the second one is Tomei. Because the Monashot, the second one is Tomei anyway. Even when it's sad, like we do not believe the first one, so then both of them are the cloud of Suffolk. So therefore the second one is Tomei for sure. Now the first one, she tells us that she checked it out, so therefore Nogeya to Hodin Tumor, we believe her. So therefore the first one remains Torah, and only the second one is Tomei. That's Nageya to Hilchos Tumas Nida. But Nageya to the Chiyuv to wash the Beged, the second one has a right to say, I don't trust you, what you said, you checked it out, and therefore the second one does not have a Chiyuv to wash the Beged. Mara says, Maishno, why is it different? We hold the time that it was not like this. Shtei Noshim, you have two ladies, Shenisasku B'tziprechot. Two ladies were working with one bird, and they shechted there, there's blood coming out, dripping out from this bird. And v'yein v'yelikas sela dam, like out of this bird, only one seller's worth of dam came out from the bird. And what happens now? The nimtza kesela azu. When these two ladies finished working with the bird that day, and they both took off their dress, each one found the seller's worth of blood on their dress. So now, true, one seller came from the bird, but the other seller came from one of these ladies that are real tumas nida. So we have a suffix now, one of these two ladies have a tumas nida on her. Like one of these two ladies saw her own dam nida. So lochrish taim tumeis, we say both of them are tumei. So Gresh says, how come over here we say both of them are tumei, and before we say only the second one is tumei, not the first one? The third is the question, what's the sushtel? Like before, the first one says she checked it out, so she has the right to say it came from the second one. But over here we do not know, neither of them checked her out, so we don't know which one saw her dam nida, which one saw from the tzipor. So that's why they're both tamim in a suffix. Let's tell you something, the avimini was, marish nisaska b'tzipor zuachzu, where they worked on the bird one after another. So really after the first one finished, if she would ask the shalom then, she would have been tor. So it's a swear to say more that the first one is tor and the second one is tamei. And still we say no, both of them are tameis. So by our case also we should say both are tamei. So Marish says no, Sani Hostam, over there it's different. The Ikasteli Yisera. A koponim is an extra seller's worth of blood. Like they were working with the bird that only gave off one seller's worth of blood. And they found that each one found a seller's worth on the dress. So for sure, like we said, there's dam nidus here. And we don't know which one saw the dam nidus. We have no reason to say one saw more than the other. That's why we have to say both of them are tamei. Mashenkin before, the other cases we believe her when she says she checked her dress after she took it off, and she did not find any dam, therefore we say she is Tahira. Tana Rabbanu, learn like this. What's going to be Lovsha Shloisha Chalukos? Anisha wore three dresses or three underwears, one on top of another. Shloisha Chalukos Habdukos Lo. And she checked them all out before she put them on. So it's like this. In Yechola Litloi, if she has a reason to say that the dam did not come from her, but came from someplace else, so then Toilu Bafila Bataftan, even though she only finds the dam on the under dress or the under underwear, still we said the dam came from that tzipa, from the, let's say, Shuksha Tabochim, came from the butcher, from the slaughtering, and not from her. What's going to be Ein Yechola Litloi? That's that she has no other place to say the dam came from but from her. Then Ein Toilu, she's not telling any place else, a filu bialyon, even though she only finds the blood on the outer dress. Still, we could say that maybe the dam came out from her, and the other two dresses, like, were folded over, and therefore the dam came out on the outer one. So Mar says, Kate, so what's the case talking about? Over b'shuk shatabach, let's say she walked through a street where the butcher's shecht over there. So then, Taylor, so there is blood flying around there. So she has a right to say, Mustama, this blood she finds on her clothing now is not from herself, but from the butcher, from the slaughtering. And Afilu B'tachton, even though she only finds a dam on the under one. Because again, we could say when that drop of dam came flying from the shrita, it could be a top two clothing, like folded or moved on the side, and therefore that drop landed on the inner underwear that she's wearing. What's going to be the layover of Shuk Shatavakim? She was not passing through a street where they have blood flying around there. Then now, Thalia, even though she only finds a dam on the outer dress, still we have to say the dam came from her. If it came from her, why don't we find it on the inner? So it could be, again, the inner and the middle one was like folded over, it missed it. So if a dam came out and only landed on the outer dress, therefore she is Temeya. Now the Mishnah says, anything that she could say that maybe the dam came from, so she did not have to say it came from over, it came from someplace else, she has a right to be told to say maybe it came from there, and she'll be torn. Like examples are, let's say, she was near the place where they were shechting a behemoth or chayiv yayif, so that has dam flying around, and she was near there, and then she finds dam on the clothing, she has the right to say some of the dam was from that and not from her. What's going to be nisaska d'ksavim? She was working and cleaning the garden that has dam on it, ksamim. So we can say that dam went on her clothing and sat her own dam. Or else, oisha yoshua, she was sitting down b'tzad v'sukum ben. She was sitting down next to a friend, and a friend was working with this dam, with this blood, with clothing that has blood on it. So also, she has a right to say, maybe that dam fell on her clothing, it's not her own dam, she's not needed, she's tall. What's going to be hor gromacholis? She was like killing ants. Hareza tolubo, she has a right to say that if she finds dam now on her clothing, mistomas the dam from those ants that she was killing. At kamatola, how big of a stain that she found on her clothing, and she could still say that stain comes from the dam acholis. So Rabbi Chanina ben Atignus say ma'ad kegris shall pull. Kegris is like a half of a bean, a half of a gris shall pull. That's how much shikvatoli the dam came from the machilis. But if she finds more than that, then we say no, she's tameya, her own dam needus is not the dam of machilis. Now this kegris shall pull, that's the half of the size of a bean. Some say the size of a dime, and some say it's the size of a nickel. Now then it says vaita, like the Chum saying, even though she was not killing macholus, but just dam, she finds dam on her clothing, she has a right to say that if the size of the dam is the size of a gris or less, that it's not her dam nidus, but it's dam of a macholus, it's dam of an ant that was crushed there, and the dam got on her clothing. That's what we pass on halacha. That every time she finds a kestim, if the shear is less than the size of the gris, we have a right to say that it's dam macholus, it's not dam coming out from her own body, even though she was not oisik in killing these macholus, these ants. Now, v'toyla b'bino oibabai, let's say she has a son that has a wound and he's bleeding, and then she finds dam on her own clothing. She has the right to say that dam came from a child. Oibabai, let's say her husband was bleeding. So she has the right to say that dam she finds in her clothing comes from her husband. Im yesh bo mak, let's say she has a wound on her own body. The yechola alahagla, even though the wound right now healed up, there's a scab on top of it. But if that scab could come off, would rub on something, scab could still come off and blood would come out from it. Her raised the tailor again, she has a right to say that she finds dam on her clothing, Mistoma the dam came from that marker. Meister, once happened a case like this, the shach is of one lady. She bore a Rabbi Kiva, she came in front of Rabbi Kiva. Omrullah, she said to him, Reisi Kestam, I found a Kestam. Omaloi, so he said to her, Shema Maka Hoysa Bechor, maybe you had a wound on your body. Omrullah, Hain, yes, I had a wound yesterday, 2 days ago. But the Choysa, but it healed up, there's a scab on top of the wound now, it's not bleeding now. Omaloi, so he said to her, but Shem Yechel Igola, maybe that scab could come off. And the Lohitzi Dam, new Dam could come out now. Omrullah, Hain, she said, yes, maybe it could be, it's possible, that could happen to it. So Loch Riz then the Kiva passed in the Shnel Torah that she's Taka Torah, because that's also something could be totally the Dam, therefore she's Torah. So now Utar of Kiva passed in she's Torah. Ro Talmid of Mestak Ben Zabizer of Kiva saw the way his own Talmidim were staring at one another. In other words, they were astonished, they were wondered about that Pesach. Omalem, so the Kiva said back to them, Ma Adov Akosh of Nechem, what's so hard in your eyes? Shloi Omer Chachom Madov Olahachmel Lachil. The Chomim like did not say the Din Kesson to be Machmir, but to be Mekol. Meaning to say that Midiraisok Somim is Tor. It's only Yechumim Midirabonah that will Machmir to say Somim is Tamei. And therefore, anything could be totally in Migol Akula. If it will be a Sophic in the Raisavad, you have to be Machmir. But since it's only a Sophic in the Rabbonin, therefore Migol Akula. Why is it only Midirabonin? Because the Pasuk says, V'isha k'siya zova dam. If an isha sees dam flowing out, yia zova b'psoras, to flow out of a body. So we darshin dam v'lo kesem. It has to be dam and not a kesem. Only a dam is tami midiraisa, but not the loch of a kesem. So it doesn't say clearly what the pshat of Kivur is. Some achronim learn the pshat from Kivur is, it's a special exercise, that if she has a suffix, whether the dam came out from a body or not, the Torah says she's Torah. By dam, we say only dam. Because the dam should have been moshech.